Overcoming depression after disappointment. Life comes with many heartaches and disappointments. On the other hand, it also brings happiness and joyful moments. But those earlier disappointments and hurts can drown out all the good when we struggle with overcoming depression. Overcoming depression is possible by using coping strategies and seeking help from a licensed mental health practitioner. Symptoms of depression. Depression is far more than feeling down after disappointment. It is a persistent sadness that permeates your mind and body. Depression controls your thoughts and emotions, making it difficult sometimes to pull yourself out from under it and resume your normal activities without help. Santa Monica Christian Counseling offers support to help you navigate depression and find healing through faith-based guidance. The following is a list of common symptoms of depression. Persistent sadness, lethargy, loss of interest, change in sleep patterns, change in appetite, weight changes, inability to concentrate, anxiety, mood swings and irritability, isolation, harmful or suicidal thoughts. If you have thoughts of harming yourself or others, seek help immediately. Depression is only a mask. Although it may feel like it will never go away, overcoming depression is possible. Coping strategies for overcoming depression. Overcoming depression is something you can do. You might need to make some changes to your daily schedule. You might need to ask friends and family for help or seek the professional advice of a therapist. But you can do this. You can tackle hard things like depression and come out victorious. Look at the following suggestions and strategies for overcoming depression and schedule time in your day. Your mental health is of utmost importance as it reflects on your physical health. Set goals. Having a clear goal gives you something to look forward to each morning when you open your eyes. A plan gets you out of bed and ready to conquer the day. Your life is multifaceted, so you need to set goals in several areas. These goals can be in your health, family, career, finances, spirituality, and social life. As you write one goal for each area, keep your values and priorities in mind. For example, if you value your relationship and time spent with your children, then it may not make sense to work on a goal for a career that has you away from home 200 days a year, unless your children can join you. Align your values and priorities with your goals, then choose a big goal to make the rest of your goals possible. Designate whether it is a financial goal or a health goal. Next, break that big goal into smaller tasks and estimate how long each task may take you. For example, during your 15-minute work break, do you need to make a 5-minute phone call or print forms from a website? Once you see how much you can accomplish in small increments throughout the day, it will spur you on toward your goal. Working toward a goal gives you a sense of daily accomplishment. Get outdoors. Do you want to alleviate depression and feel happier? Spending time outdoors has been proven to fight depression and lift mood. When it comes to letting stress go and feeling better, choose a greener space, such as the backyard, a park, or an area with lots of trees. You want to be able to experience the outdoors with your senses. Notice the colors of the trees and grass. Breathe in the fresh air. Listen to the birds and other nature sounds, and feel the rough bark or smooth leaves on the trees. Set a goal to spend at least 20 minutes outside every day. For example, you could take a walk or sit on the porch or balcony sipping a cup of coffee or tea. The benefits of exercising in the great outdoors will do more than just change your mood. It can enhance and improve your confidence. God created nature, and we often forget to pause and appreciate His handiwork. Invite a friend or two to join you in the park or for a hike in a forest. Even taking your lunch break outdoors could change your mood and mindset for the rest of the day. Revisit a hobby. We often lose interest in the things that once brought us joy when depression strikes. Yet these very things can put us back on track. Perhaps you need to shake things up. If you don't feel like playing golf or reading a book in your favorite genre, as you would on a typical day, try something new or a hobby you haven't indulged in for a while. For example, when was the last time you rode your bicycle or knitted? What about learning something new, like crocheting or carpentry? If you like to collect things, is there a collection you would like to start? Maybe you could search for first editions of classic literary works, vintage glassware, or artwork from the masters. The sky is the limit when it comes to hobbies and interests. Choose one that excites you. Serve someone else. Depression pulls our focus inward. We reflect on past disappointments and hurts, mistakes and regrets. However, When we step outside of ourselves, our hearts and minds can begin the healing process. Volunteering in the community places that focus on other people. The Bible commands us to serve others. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, NIV. How can you serve another person today? Check with your church or local community center for ideas of needs in your city. Perhaps you can work a coat drive in the winter, a toy drive during Christmas, or a food drive in response to a natural disaster. Some people find traveling to an area to volunteer for cleanup after a disaster, or constructing homes for people struggling financially, helps them to overcome the symptoms of depression. Practice mindfulness. Another strategy to keep your mind from dwelling on the past is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is focusing on the present and being fully engaged in the moment. For example, instead of eating quietly in your bedroom or in front of the television, thinking about the past, you eat dinner with the family at the table and ask questions about their day, staying in the present. You may have spent years rehashing the past and experiencing those negative emotions. Mindfulness will take practice, but the peace in your heart and mind is worth it. When you catch negative thoughts and feelings, bring yourself to the present. You may need to practice the mindfulness technique of using your five senses. Take a deep breath, then exhale, looking around the room. What five things can you see? Name them. Touch four things, naming each as you do the exercise. Name three things you hear. Next, name two things you can smell. Lastly, what is one thing you can taste? Write down these instructions or make a note on your phone to help anchor yourself into the present when your mind tries to take you back to an event you cannot change. Get support. You can find support groups for depression in person and virtually. You may want to choose a group led by a licensed therapist who can suggest therapy methods that may help, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT techniques. These sessions are confidential and you can glean strategies from the other members. If you are unsure of any support groups in your area, reach out to our office today for more information or to schedule a session with a therapist to discuss your symptoms and how you can get started with treatment for depression. Find a Christian therapist. Overcoming depression on your own can be challenging. Contact our office today to schedule an appointment, either in person or virtually, with a licensed Christian therapist in Santa Monica. The therapists at Santa Monica Christian Counseling can help you implement coping strategies while building your faith in God and leaning into His healing hand. Give us a call today,